Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Annie Mattson, and today I'll be reading The Darkling Thrush by the renowned Victorian poet Thomas Hardy to continue our week of winter poetry. The Darkling Thrush by Thomas Hardy. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre gray, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled vine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the sentry's corpse outlent, his crypt the cloudy canopy, the wind his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunken hard and dry, and every spirit upon earth seemed fervorless as I. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-hearted even song of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-beruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy goodnight air some blessed hope whereof he knew and I was unaware. That was Thomas Hardy's The Darkling Thrush. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Annie Mattson.